This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, you are light, looked down and saw darkness. I will go there, said you are light. You are peace, looked down and saw war. I will go there, said you are peace. You are love, looked down and saw hatred. I will go there, said you are love. So you, our Lord of light, our Prince of peace, our King of love, come down again this day and creep in beside us. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
The time-honored tradition this time of year is to feature on the cover someone newsworthy here. The person chosen this year for all the past pain that many have suffered through, those who dared to speak out and a multitude responded, me too. Tonight, we celebrate the silence breakers, the bold ones, and the risk takers who dared to travel down the path that might invoke the power's wrath, to honor truth and innocence restored by finding in a refugee child our Savior and our Lord. But what did they find as they came to that manger, whether lowly shepherd or mighty king or friend or stranger? For as they looked down, they observed with their eyes, as they looked down at him, he gazed up at the skies. So join me this Christmas as we celebrate the person for all years, in remembering the answer to our loneliness and fears, is to keep focused up to you as he was accustomed to do. And in our commitment to stay focused above, we all say, me too. As stewards of your world in this year, 2017, there's been a lot of naughty, not mice, in what we all have seen. With scandals and insults all becoming more routine, when you enter our world this time of year, we almost need to declare ourselves unclean. But you enter our mess in your humbleness and hope for us to recognize how your infant son from the very first day is sure to direct his eyes not to things of earth, but to find his worth in looking to the stars. As he lies on the hay from his very first day, he looks up to where you are. If we could see from his perspective, we would have a new perspective viewpoint that was more effective than the mess we're living through. Our points of view are all subjective. Seeking truth, we get selective. As your infant son is focused and directed on you alone, enable us to say, the people came from east and west, from north and south, to gladly be a guest at a lowly stable where a child of little worth, looking up from a feeding trough where he'd been since birth, the rich and the poor, the believers, the unsure, those of high class and low, they all somehow know that their solution and resolution is right where they are, gazing down at the baby who's amazingly gazing at the stars. Instead of the complex schemes we're cooking up, help us to see that things will be looking up when our eyes and our hearts are focused on hooking up and focused up on you. As the child within the manger, for each friend and foe and stranger shows us how to unify if we'd all just lift our eyes like he does towards you, and we say, me too. So we give you thanks this Yule as St. Joseph's Church and School for you who have been willing, our hopes and dreams fulfilling, by teaching young and old and youth the most important truth to stay focused on the sky, for only you can unify. Just like from crib to cross, your son, when all is said and done, knew that he would find his worth for his mission here on earth by beginning with the end in mind, and thereby he would find his gaze directed to the sky, for only in you can we rely. So as the babe looks up to you, help us to say, he stayed focused as he grew, so help us to say, throughout his life on earth, to his passion from his birth, he constantly retreated and withdrew to spend time alone with you and find strength to see him through. He brought the world to you when lifted up, found the strength in taking up the cup, and even as he died, he looked to the heavens and he cried, finding strength in looking to you. So help us all to say. That is the point, no doubt, of what his birth and life's about. But there's more for us to learn if we pray and we discern. For all he did when he came down was turn the whole world upside down. So not only is me too the key, but turn it around and say to me, the world turned upside down. No, this isn't Hamilton this year. But when you think of what his birth means for all our hopes and fears, that the smallest and the weak, the forgotten and the meek are the lowly who are raised, the humble who are praised, for in coming as a child so tender, defenseless, and mild, he shows for all how life could be, and he gives it all to me. So, if you're feeling down this year and that nobody cares, look to see what Jesus does and look to where he stares. Focus on the skies above and the one who can set you free, for his grace is amazing and total and true, and he gives it all to me. Amen.